Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back, baby. We are back recording this on December 14th, where the Lions are just trying to edge, scratch, claw, bite some kneecaps on their way to the playoffs, and a big one as they travel to New York, this time to play the Jets. They already defeated the Giants once in New York. They will slay the Jets of New York next. And we have a lot to talk about previewing that upcoming game, but before we do, let's get to the Blue Kool-Aid crew. So I'm Big Z. Let's get the other two that are here. Bob.
Season's greetings, everyone.
Nah. Very, very merry. Very merry of you. And then Red Dog.
Yo.
All right, gentlemen. So the Lions are 1-point favorites this week, traveling on the road against the New York Jets. The over-under is 44.5, so a little lower than we're used to for a Lions game, at least the over-under from Vegas. But, man, there is a lot to be excited about. Pretty good injury report right now, too. Everybody seems relatively healthy on the line. Maybe we'll get Evan Brown back this week, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But after the big win against the Vikings, relatively unscathed. And the Jets are actually the ones dealing with some big injuries, especially Quinnen Williams, their best defensive player, the defensive tackle. He hasn't practiced all week. He was out last week. So if he didn't play this week, you know, it wouldn't be the end of the world for us. but I mean, you want to go against the best, but at the same time, we're trying to get the playoffs here.
So not during a playoff push, we'll take it.
Yeah.
And then their quarterback situation is very interesting. Mike White, he was taken via ambulance to the hospital after their last game because he just kept getting drilled in the ribs all game. He hasn't thrown all week. But he's still projected to be the starter. And Zach Wilson, the much maligned second-round draft pick from a year ago, who was benched and inactive for the last 3 weeks, has now been promoted back to backup on the team. So were you playing Mike White or Zach Wilson this week?
Like
not Joe Flacco. He looked terrible.
It sounds like, from what I've read, it's going to be Mike White. I mean...
Yeah, he's projected to be the star, but...
Did you see Mike White said that his toddler was tackling him, and he felt fine, so he's good to go.
Was he tackling him in the leg?
Yeah, I don't know. Testing out the ribs, I guess.
Sounds like a foolproof plan to me.
I guess we'll see if he can throw it deep or not. Maybe the Lions will play up a little closer, maybe be a little more aggressive on some of the deep throws.
Yeah, did you see that shot he took? Against the Bills?
Oh, yeah. It was dirty. I mean, not a dirty hit.
Yeah, it was like, clean hit, but it was like, just wicked.
Nasty.
Yeah, wicked. That's the better word.
Yeah.
And he came back. I think he left the game twice and came back twice. So his teammates lauded him for it, at least his toughness. They lost the game 20-12. They are battling for their playoff lives as well. So they're going to get the full effort from the Jets this game because they are reeling right now. They are right now sitting right at the edge. I think they're actually out of the playoffs if the season ended today. Yeah, they're behind they're tied with the Patriots and the Chargers, but don't have the tiebreaker. They're 7-6. But they've lost two in a row. They lost a game they should have won against the Vikings, 27-22, and then lost to the Bills in Buffalo, 20-12. So they're struggling because they got off to a hot start at 5-2, and now they're down to 7-6. So, I mean, just the playoff what we're looking for in the playoffs this week. Games to watch, at least. The Commanders play the Giants. That's on Sunday Night Football. They have the same record, so I would probably root for the Commanders to win that one because I think they're the stronger team out of the two. The Giants are probably more likely to lose out. And then the Seahawks on Thursday Night Football are playing the 49ers at Seattle. So go 49ers this week so the Lions can leapfrog them going forward, because Seahawks have 49ers and Chiefs and Jets back-to-back-to-back, and then they play the Rams the last game of the season. So we really got to hope that the Seahawks lose two of those three. And the Lions went out, because the Seahawks have the tiebreaker over us, unfortunately. And the tie that the Giants had with the Commanders, stupid tie, it hurt the Lions. It hurt the Lions' playoff chances, because now because they had the tiebreaker for both those teams, and now there's going to be no tiebreaker. If they tie again, then that's great for us, because wins is the first go. It's not win percentage.
Right.
So, anyways, those are games to watch for. What to watch for this weekend. So. What are you guys looking for this week out of the Lions that we haven't, you know, that nobody's maybe talking about quite so this week? No one's
talking. Yeah, well, one thing I'm looking for is I'm hoping that run game can pick up a little bit, because it's been down the last couple of weeks. I mean, we had the passing game going, so we didn't really need it as much. But I think being outdoors, and I mean, the weather should be decent. It's, what, 39 degrees, I think. I don't know if it's going to be windy or not, but... That'd be good for that kind of an outdoor cold game to be able to grind it out on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. How about you, Road Dog? Yeah, I would have definitely agreed with the run game. I think before the bye week, actually, the Lions are averaging over 5.2 yards per carry. And since the bye week, it's actually like around 3.7. So it has gotten a lot worse, but the passing game has picked up, obviously. So they haven't cost them.
I think the big thing here is just continuing the trajectory. It's continuing to play complete team ball, all three phases, execution, you know, continue to clean up those penalties and just keep gelling as a team and just, you know, counting on each other that they've been doing. This team believes in each other. And if they just keep doing that, I think we're just going to seek sustained success.
Definitely. And I was trying to look up the weather while you so Sunday it looks like high of 38, low of 29 in New York. I know it's not New York, but East Rutherford's right next to it. Sunny. It looks like it might be sunny. So the sun will be shining down on the Lions that day.
All right.
It always shines down on the Lions. They went in their dome. But yeah, this is a really fascinating matchup. The Jets are a really fun team too. They got a lot of youth. Robert Saleh, he was a lot of people thought the Lions would hire to be their head coach, and he seemed to be, you know, pushed off to the side almost immediately after his interview. And the reports came out that he didn't have a great interview with the Lions, despite all his Michigan ties. But another interesting angle on this is right now the leader, I think it's like minus 400, which is a heavy favorite, is Sauce Gardner to be Defensive Rookie of the Year. But right behind him is Hutch. So this will be a great game for Hutch to maybe overtake him to be Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year. Hutch's game just keeps ascending. It's just incredible to watch the ascension of Hutch this year.
Oh, yeah. He's growing every game. He's starting to hit the stat columns a little more consistently, but he's just a consistent force out there. Like, even when he's not getting there, he makes it easier for everyone else on that line to make plays. He's a force of nature out there.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting testing out Sauce. I mean, that guy, that's what you hope for when you're drafting a defensive back. Somebody just hit the league running like he's done. He's been amazing this year. But, He's got a bigger challenge this week going up against the Lions because our passing game is really clicking. So let's see if he's good at ball hawking too. So see if Goffin can keep it clean still like he's been doing.
Yeah, this is a tough New York. The Jets' defense is legit. It's the offense that's given him a lot of concerns. But this is definitely a really solid defense that they have put together. And in lieu of, like, Saleh, he was the defense coordinator for the 49ers. He's brought a lot of that over, especially that 4-3 scheme. Carl Lawson, Quinnen Williams, if he's healthy, then Quan Alexander. C.J. Mosley is a beast at linebacker. Quincy Williams at linebacker, too. A guy that I read the Lions should be targeting after this season as a free agent to come over. Quincy Williams. Yeah. So take a look out for him. But LaMarcus Joyner, D.J. Reed, they are deep. They have Solomon Thomas on this team, too, as a rotational piece. And he was a former top five draft pick at D-tackle. So they got a lot of pieces, a defense especially, and it's won them a lot of games this year. It's the reason that they're 7-6.
Going to be a good challenge for our O, especially that O-line. I think if they keep playing like we know they can, I think we'll be all right,
definitely,
though.
I'll be really fascinated to see how they defend Amon-Ra. Are they going to have Sauce's travel around with him? Or, I mean, the Lions have DJ Shark, too. I'd imagine Sauce goes against Shark more in this game. So if you're a fantasy owner, you know, if you're a true believer in Shark, go for it. I think the Lions might be looking elsewhere if Sauce is guarding Shark most of the game. But
not to mention Reynolds.
I do want to see Jameson Williams burn. I want to see J-Mo, burn Sauce in this game. I think that'd be great. I think that'd be awesome. Absolutely phenomenal. I don't know if you guys saw it. Jameson Williams had the fastest catch of any wide receiver last week in the NFL. He's ninth fastest overall. But the rest were kick returns and punt returns. So he was the fastest player, not in special teams, on the field on that 41-yard touchdown catch, which I thought was pretty cool.
That looked like a jog pass in secondary, too.
He's jogged. So in holiday mealtime, do you really want to burn the sauce like that? Sorry, that's all I got right now.
Saucy.
And then on the offensive side of the ball for New York, obviously we mentioned the quarterback health. Mike White is an on and off starter for this New York Jets team over the past few years. Wide receiver, they're pretty solid at wide receiver. Garrett Wilson is an excellent wide receiver from Ohio State, taken before Jameson Williams. So unlike Amon-Ra, who has a long list of wide receivers taken before him, Jameson Williams can at least have Garrett Wilson on that list.
a couple
in his locker. Yeah, it's just like a couple names right there.
Chris Olave.
Not Amon-Ra long enough. Yeah. Corey Davis, he's solid, although I'm not sure if he'll be playing this week. He's questionable right now. Elijah Moore has been a solid piece for them. Braxton Berrios is a gadget guy for them. They'll motion him a lot. They'll get him in the screen game, probably a reverse. Denzel Mims. So they're pretty deep at wide receiver. Where you really got to take advantage of them is their offensive line.
I like that matchup.
It's less than stellar. And the way Hutch is playing, Aquara, I don't know what we'll get out of him, but Houston on the third and long. Get this team in third and long. It is a good recipe for success against our team.
We keep shutting down the run like we have been. We'll be just fine there, too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, again, the Lions, top 10 DVOA in defense. I think top 9, actually, since the bye week in the NFL. So, again, it's just been all really great so far to turn this around. But, man, I'm just really excited to see the Lions go on the road. They've been doing all this offensive performance at home the last three games, which has been phenomenal to see. This will be a great challenge for the offense going on the road, because I think that the last time they faced a defense like this on the road was against the Patriots, and it didn't go so well. Now, that was way earlier in the season. We have a lot different health, and it wasn't a meaningful December game. So I'm just super pumped for this game. I think the spotlight will be on them, because everybody's been talking about them this week, about their sudden play. A lot of Dan Campbell right now, second in the coach of the year as well in Vegas. The favorite's Nick Sirianni, the Eagles head coach, which is probably well deserved since they are head of the heels over everybody right now. But second is Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell.
If we win out and run the table, I think he's got it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
So exciting times. It's just nice to go this late in the season with a meaningful game to watch, and not right, like not, you know, having draft. To, having the yeah having to debate the last 3 years we've had of, do we want them to win or is it okay if they lose?
Oh my god. Yeah, and we can still still root for the Bears, you know, for draft pick reasons, but it's for our Rams pick. So, you know, we're just following that one.
So right. So it's like, it's we get two Christmas presents. We can root for the Lions to win and another team to lose and get a better draft pick. So,
yeah. It's nice.
Oh, man. This Jets team, they're tough though. They'll play you hard. They will not quit. I will give them that. So this will be a tough one for Lions, but the Lions also don't quit. So I think this is going to be a really grinded out game, a really really physical game, much more physical than the Vikings game. But that excites me. That excites me, and it should excite you guys and all our listeners.
I'm excited.
And our producer, Kid J. You and our producer, Kid J.
Hey, I know that guy. Yeah.
So, actually, we're going to cut over now to Spilling the Blue Kool-Aid, where our Lady Lions have a short little segment on this before we head into the weekend.
Thank you so much, Big Z and Kool-Aid crew. We are the Lady Lions, and we are ready to spill some Kool-Aid.
Woo!
Hello, everybody. Woohoo! After a Lions victory, it couldn't get any better. I am J-Dog, and I'm here with Lil G.
What's up, Lions fans?
Okay, so, oh my goodness, that game was incredible. Against the Vikings, huge game in our home, like on our home turf. And you were there, Lil G. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
So I was there. This was my last regular season game that I could attend at Ford Field this year. And the atmosphere was insane. Like, going in, the lines to get up, the escalators and stuff were so long. The energy was palpable. Everyone was excited. Like, I don't think anyone felt doubt that we were going to win. Like, everyone just kind of expected it. But it was, like, a good energy. And the crowd, there were so many great chants. There was a Super Bowl chant at one point, and everyone was making fun of the skull cheer that the Vikings fans do. And there was even a wave. So it was incredible. It'll be a day I remember for the rest of my life.
That is amazing. And how crazy is that too, as Lions fans? I feel like so many times in the past, I felt really confident about a game. But it, like, didn't pan out in the way. Like, I just had so much hope because we're Lions fans and we're, like, built on hope.
Right.
But, like, you really came into that game, like, thinking, well, like, we can do this, though. And it just panned out in that exact way. Like, wow.
I know. It's so refreshing.
It's so refreshing. And it's so funny, too, because while you're watching the game, you know, you immediately have people going, oh, great. They're going to keep throwing to Hawk and they're going to keep getting in. You know, they're just going to try to shove it down our throats and whatever, we're not going to win. And it's like, but then they just kept stopping them, defense stopping them. Our offense was just firing on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. And not any one person. I mean, everyone was getting touches on the ball. Like, everyone contributed to this game.
Right. It's just, it's like, I can't even put into words what it's like to watch Lions these days. It's just amazing.
It truly is. It seems different. I know we've talked about this a little bit before, but my dad keeps getting me. He's like, he just is so, like, the way he talks about it right now, it's just different. It's different.
Yeah.
And you just can feel it and how he says it. And I couldn't agree more. This is just fun football to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, from beginning to end, it's fun football.
For our dads to say it's different, finally, they've been waiting for it to be different their whole lives. So it's like, oh my gosh, it is different.
Right? It kind of gives us that extra boost of hope, like, oh my goodness, we're like, we are seeing something special.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can't help but feel that this is something special. When they come out on that play with Jameson Williams, like his first catch in the NFL, it's just like this random, miraculous, wide open, no one covering him, touchdown. Mm-hmm. He goes, runs, gives the ball to his dad.
Oh, I love that.
Like, those are the kind of moments that are just like, you know, you don't forget those moments.
Yeah.
And everyone just so supportive. The team seems so supportive of each other. I mean, if someone makes a play, everyone is celebrating on the sidelines, on the field. I did laugh at that. Did you notice? Well, I don't know if you noticed because you were there, but they kept showing Goff trying to get to Jameson Williams. And he was like going through crowds of people, like he just had to get to him to like congratulate him, but he just kept running around the sideline because he was trying to go to his dad. and it made me giggle.
That's funny.
But anyways, it was what an incredible game. Okay, so let's move on to, because we are golf girls, mm-hmm. and we've established that, especially the last time we were on the pod. We are golf girls. We believe that Goff is the guy. Yeah. He could take us to the promised land. He has all that he needs. He is talented enough, but not to mention, I mean, he has the people around him. Like,
right.
But he is our leader. He's our leader. He's awesome. So let's talk about our Goff play of the game. You want to take it away?
Goff had a lot of great throws this game. But one that stood out to us was his pass to Chark down the sideline for a touchdown. It was a one play touchdown drive. And it was just a perfectly thrown ball up the sideline, and Chark just had to grab it. I mean, it was just so cool to see that type of throw from him, because I've always known he could make those type of throws. And finally, we're throwing deep balls like a lot, which is amazing.
I mean, he just seems like his confidence level just keeps going up every game.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's a testament to this team and the coaching staff, too. I mean, like, I've listened to a lot of his interviews and talking about Ben Johnson and, like, how he, like, really supports him and listens to the things that he thinks are good ideas. Mm-hmm. And they'll talk him out. And I feel like they are really a good team.
Yeah.
And it's showing now. And I feel like Goff even said he's playing the best football of his career.
Which I always
knew. And everyone's like agreeing with.
Yeah. I always knew if he would just play confident, he could play amazing. And now he's doing it, which is what we knew this was going to happen.
We did. We've known him for a long time. We've been on the Goff train.
We have.
And it's, you know what? This train is going strong.
It is. It's rolling.
Oh my goodness. Actually, the funny thing about the one pass for a touchdown, I was listening to an interview of Ben Johnson, and he was like, you know, people always talk about like some good drives with like 12, 15 plays or whatever. And he goes, yeah, like that's great. And like these young coaches will come up to me like, yeah, that was a 12 drive play. He goes, yeah, like I'd much rather a three play drive. Three plays would be great. He's like, I like the big plays. He's like,
I like that.
Same. I'm like, and I'd like to see more of that, Ben Johnson. So let's go. So moving on from that, let's talk about our content of the week. And actually, it involves our guy Goff.
It does. Finally. I feel like, have we given it to a player yet?
I think last time we did give it to like the Detroit Lions media. But I think this week Goff's getting a lot of love from us.
Goff himself is winning content of the week. This week he posted on his story a meme of Sewell's first down catch with a cat that also looked like Sewell's first down catch. And it was really funny. I don't know. Me and J-Dog were really giggling at this. So Goff obviously has some humor about it. And also it's awesome to see him like support his teammates on social media.
Absolutely. I mean, not to mention that Sewell catch was incredible and so out of the blue and wonderful.
Oh, I know.
And such a props to the O-line. But Goff putting it up there on his social media and, like, giving him props, but also just making a joke and being funny is kind of fun. It's like, you know, these guys are having fun right now.
Right. Exactly.
Oh my gosh. And so kind of piggybacking off of that, our runner up for content of the week is also, you know, Sewell gets a lot of love from us too.
He does.
I have to say.
He does.
But our runner up is from Isabella Ford, which is Sewell's girlfriend. And she posted a lot because she brought Sewell's little baby Malachi to his first ever Lions game.
And it's good luck.
And she posted, oh my gosh. I mean, I think he has to come from now on, right?
Yeah, every game.
I mean, but yeah, and then in her post it said, Malachi's first game and daddy's first NFL catch.
It's just which perfect.
Was just, I mean,
you can't plan it.
It doesn't get better than that. No, no. And you know what? Just football is family. I love, you know, when they break it down in the huddle and everything, they always say 1, 2, 3 family.
Yep.
And that really is how this team feels. So
thank you to our
great content, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes. And everybody else, keep that content coming.
Yep.
Because man, there was a lot of content this week that was, you know, up there.
There was. It's getting better every week, and it's getting harder to pick a winner every week.
And that is so true. So true. And you know what else is going to get harder every week and has been, and you've already talked about it, is who are you not giving roses to this week? And you have to pick two people this week, little G, because we missed last week. So who are the two people? Well, first of all, tell us your list again. Remind us of who's on your list for your favorite player, potential jersey person, the guy you're going to support.
So I was hoping you would forget about this, but who we have left? We have Jared Goff, Hutch, Kirby Joseph, Rodrigo, Okuda, and Sewell. And I have to eliminate two this week. And with a heavy, heavy heart, and I'm being serious about this, I have to eliminate both Kirby Joseph and Rodrigo this week. Very, very quick reasoning. Kirby Joseph, his flips make me nervous when he comes out of the tunnel. And I'm worried that he'll be injured. And that's just stress I can't live with every week. And Rodrigo... I love a good cowboy, but I don't think that's like my favorite player's going to be my favorite player's thing. So thank you both for being here, but you will not be receiving roses this evening.
That is tough. And as always, we hope that you take the frustration and anger you feel from this rejection and you use it in the next game. Make some tackles, maybe a pick six. You know, like the things that you just need to do to get this, you know, frustration out of your system.
Exactly.
But we believe in you. So let's see. Your list is down to, it's really getting down to what, four people?
Yeah, because we only have four more games.
Oh, boy.
So,
I mean,
stay tuned, guys. This is getting tougher every week. So we'll see. I don't know who's going to win at this point.
Oh, boy. I'm curious. I know we're all on the edge of our seats. Okay, well, I mean, what a week. I hope everyone's had a great victory, not only Monday, but week.
Uh-huh.
And you're drinking that Kool-Aid like our guys over drinking the Kool-Aid. And, man, just feel that positive energy for the Lions, and let's enjoy the rest of the season.
Woo! Let's do it. Let's make the playoffs.
Yes. Let's do it.
Are you ready?
All right. So you ready?
All right. One, two, three.
Go Lions!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
All right, so thank you to the Lady Lions for spilling Boo Kool-Aid
this week. Solid.
We always greatly appreciate their contributions to the podcast. But now, gentlemen,
Lady Lions.
I think we're going to dive headfirst into the Hudson and get ready for our predictions. So, as I mentioned, Lions, 1-point favorites on the road. We think that's probably too small, I'm going to guess. And over-under is 44.5, so a little lower scoring projected here for this game. But we'll start with you, Rud Dog. How do you feel about this game? What are you predicting?
I feel good. I like this game. I think, you know, this is a tough team. You can't take them lightly, but I don't think Dan Campbell's going to have this team taking anyone lightly. I think they know exactly what they got to do, and it's what they've been doing, just coming out every week, being steadily, you know, steadily improving in practice and growing. And the thing is, we got the horses. Like, I think this isn't going to look that much different than like the Giants game where, you know, they're tough, they're scrappy, but we just outclass them in certain key positions. Like, I like how we match up against Quinn and Williams because we got Frank Ragnow, we got Penei Sewell, we got Eric Decker, like, hell, even Jonah Jackson. Like, I like that matchup. I think we're going to continue our just to be kind of dominant like we've been. I think we're going to show that we're the better team. The offense is going to just do a steady, efficient scoring thing like it did last week. I'm predicting another 30-plus points, 39 to be precise. And I think the defense is going to be solid. I think they're going to give up one, you know, late in the game, one touchdown. But
damn, that's too bad.
I know. It's just going to be kind of like, damn, we lost the shutout, but we kind of just, you know, dominated that team. 39-7. I think this team is going to just, you know, be the next little bump on the road to victory in the Super Bowl this year, baby.
All right. We like it. We like it. All right, let's go to Bob.
All right. So you said they're diving into the Hudson. So Sully Sullenberger going to land the team plane and they're going to row to shore with all their equipment.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, and then they'll dry off, you know, get warm inside and then come out and
establish a beachhead.
Fight the damn Jets. Yeah, I like this. I like this matchup. Well, I like that I think we can win this matchup. Plus, I think it'll be a good test for the Lions, you know, steel sharpens steel, that whole thing. Because I think they do have a really good defense and they have a good coach that gets them fired up. But I think what we're doing right now, it doesn't matter who we play. We just gotta play our game. And I think the Lions will do well. And so I think we're going to win this one pretty handily. We're going to give up a couple touchdowns, but we're going to score more. But that could probably hold us under 30 points the way I'm seeing it. So I see 28-17 Lions. And, you know, we'll
all right.
I'll play them in all, every phase of the game. And I like your JMO thing. I think they're going to – feature him even more this week.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Awesome. We love that one. We love it. I know the listeners love it. The Kool-Aid drinkers love it. The Lady Lions love it. Everybody loves it. That's a great prediction. I want to mention UJ, who is not on the podcast, said he predicts, despite the favorable weather, the Jets will be grounded because being cited – oh, cause being cited as a Lion attack. I'm just reading his text here. Score will be 31-13. Lions!
Yeah!
Ooh. All right, so that's 3 for the Lions. What will I roll with? okay, so Bob, you did mention that the Jets, they don't give up 30 points. They have only given up 30 once all year, and that was to the Browns in week 2. Where they had the miraculous comeback, and they let the Browns score 30. It was they had 23 of the Browns, and then they let them score the last touchdown because they wanted to get the ball back, and it worked because they came back and won.
Oh wow!
Because Nick Chubb just all he had to do was fall to the ground. Yeah. He didn't do it. Kind of like Todd Gurley last year against.
Oh yeah,
was that last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was
2 years ago.
Maybe
2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Anyways, this is going to be a tough one. This is going to be a really tough game. I'm expecting it to be pretty close, actually, because both teams are it's strength on strength, offense against defense. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm going to go 24-20 Lions in this one. I think that over-under is right near on the button there. But the Lions, I think the Lions are due for like a close game, like a hard-fought victory in a close game, and I could see it against this Jets team, especially on the road. But I like them coming out on top with a late touchdown drive. This will be Jared Goff's moment. Jared Goff hasn't had like that season-defining moment yet, because at least the last couple weeks we've been just kicking the defense's ass, and like he hasn't had like the drive yet. And I feel like he's gonna have the drive in this one late in this game. So,
all right, I like
that's
it.
That's my prediction, and that's all of our predictions. And we know all our blue Kool-Aid drinkers out there are predicting a Lions victory, too. And if you're not, you are somewhere deep down inside. You are.
Yeah.
You need some more Kool-Aid.
I know he hasn't had the drive yet, but I'd be okay too if we just have double digit wins going.
Sure.
Yeah. Skip the drive this year. Just win it all.
I like that.
Fair enough. Hey, no, I guess I will settle for that. Yeah. I guess so.
But we've picked the Lions victory.
That's right. It's amazing how that always happens.
Uncanny.
So I think we're going to wrap it up here, but we want to thank our Lady Lions for spilling the blue Kool-Aid. We want to thank our podcast host, or one of our hosts, SidelineReport.com. SidelineReport.com. Go on there. They help host the podcast. A lot of great articles with Brad Berryman and the team. We want to thank our producer, Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
I think that's our first time doing it without UJ to orchestrate it.
Yeah.
So we got it done. We got it done. You know, we got the job done. And we want you, we want to hear your predictions. So Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. You can also email us, drinkingthebluekoolaid@gmail.com. If you have any questions or you want to send us an audio thing that we can play on there, so do that as well. Oh, we appreciate any and all forms of interaction with the podcast. And my phone number is not right now, at least. We just want to thank everybody for listening. We know we have a great weekend ahead of us as the Lions travel New York. So we want to thank everybody for listening. We really appreciate you. Have a great Sunday. And last but not least, as always, go!
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 Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.